والسلام على سيد الأولين والآخرين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All praise belongs to Allah تبارك وتعالى Lord of the worlds, Master on the Day of Judgment. May peace and salutations be on our beloved leader and guide, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This afternoon, our discourse will be with regards to do not be despondent, do not lose hope, be positive in every aspect or in every regard in our life. There are always two ways of looking at things, a positive way or a negative way. A person who looks at things with positivity will achieve more and will be happier and will achieve more, and you will look at things in a good way and in a good spirit. And the one who is negative or looks at things in a negative way, he will achieve less and be unhappy, and he will spread unhappiness amongst himself, amongst his family, and amongst everybody. You will just spread that unhappiness amongst the people. So what we need to do is whenever any difficulty, any situation we are faced with, we need to be positive. When we are positive, everything will just work accordingly, and everything will just work out for us, inshallah. But when we are negative, we will lose hope in ourselves. We find people go in another mode of depression. And that is very scary. Because some people, when they go into that state of depression, it takes them a long while before they get out of that depression. A pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity. An optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. So what we need to do, we need to focus on solution and not on problems. Look at the opportunities, not the excuses. A result-driven person, positive attitude is the mark of the achiever in the life, and in this life as well as in the year after. And if you look at the life of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was always optimistic and making dua for his enemies, subhanallah. And if you look at the incident that I'm going to make mention of, and then we look at the power of dua that we as Muslims have. We don't maybe have weapons, we don't have all those kind of things, but dua that we have is the weapon of a believer. So the one night, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a dua. Oh Allah, strengthen Islam with either Umar radiallahu anhu, at that time he was not a Muslim, and Abu Jahl. One of the two, whichever one you love. So that was the dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the night before. The next morning, Umar, on his way, with his sword out, not in a sheath, means it was not covered, it was open. And he was on his way now to go and assassinate the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. En route, he meets one Sahabi. And that Sahabi says to him, "Where to, O Umar?" So Umar radiallahu anhu says, "I'm on my way to assassinate Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So this Sahabi tells Umar, "Did you want to assassinate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But your own sister and brother-in-law had accepted Islam." So he thought for a moment that, you know, I can't go and assassinate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when people in my own household had accepted Islam. So he turns around now to the house of his brother-in-law. And when he comes to the house from the outside, he already hears them reciting Quran al-Karim. And Sayyidina Khabbab radiallahu anhu was busy teaching them the Quran. But when they heard somebody on the outside, they started, you know, putting those leaves away because there was no Quran in a book form at that time. It was on the leaves, etc. So when they heard somebody on the outside, they decided to hide all those things, but it was a bit too late for them to do that because Umar already heard them reciting the verses of the Quran. So nevertheless, he entered and he didn't ask any questions. He went for his sister. He hit her so badly, bruised her, she became unconscious. And then he went for the brother-in-law. Also hit him so badly, he became unconscious. And when they regained consciousness, Umar radiallahu anhu wanted to see what they were doing and he wanted to know, what are you guys reading? And he wanted to touch those leaves. They told him, you cannot touch those leaves because you need to clean yourself. And thereafter he went for a ghusl, a bath, and after that he got hold of those verses that were written on the leaves. And subhanallah, he was a non-Muslim, but those words of the Quran had a great effect on him, that now, instead of going to assassinate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his whole mind changed, that now I'm going to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to accept Islam. Subhanallah. So see the power of dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made for either Umar or Abu Jahl to accept Islam and to strengthen Islam, and whichever one Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves. And that was the dua of Umar radiallahu anhu. Thereafter, Umar radiallahu anhu at that time goes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Somehow the Sahaba got to know he's on his way. But now he's not on his way to assassinate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but rather to come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when he entered, he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. I testify that there's none worthy of worship besides Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the servant and messenger of Allah. So that's how he accepted Islam. So like we said in the beginning, be positive, even amongst your family members, amongst your friends that are troubling you and they're fighting with you and arguing with you, make dua for them. Maybe, most definitely, not even maybe, definitely Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will change their hearts. Allah will soften their hearts and everything will just become good for you, inshallah. Now we know that we're still currently in the pandemic of COVID-19. And from March right up to now, it was difficult for everyone, those that have had the virus and those that didn't even have the virus. We are still sitting here, alhamdulillah, in this masjid this afternoon. We are social distancing, mashallah. The masks are on. We are taking that precaution, and that is what we need to do. If we don't take the precaution, we're going to cause ourselves to be in a difficulty. And then you'll get the others that say, no, you must stand together and you mustn't worry about the mask and do whatever, whether you take the precaution or not, you're going to get COVID or you might not get COVID. So we are taught that we need to take the precaution. Nobody will from here will go home and leave the house open and say, no, I'll read Ayatul Kursi and everything will be fine. Nobody will do it. Even those that are saying that don't take the precaution, he won't leave his home open or his business open or his car open and so the thieves to come there. He'll make sure it is locked. So we have to take the precaution and put our total trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We find even those people that took every precaution that you can think of, never set foot out of the house, stayed in the house, did online shopping and whatever you want to call it, and every other precaution they took, still they got the virus. And others went to work and they did whatever they needed to do. Some of them got saved, and Allah keep them saved, those that didn't get the virus. And those of us that got the virus, we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why we thank Allah? Because when a person becomes ill or he gets sick, there's one of two things that happens to that person. One is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives his sins. Whether it's a headache, whether it's a stomach ache, whether he hits his leg on the wall or he falls down or whatever it might be, Allah is forgiving his sins because of that little difficulty or maybe a more difficulty some people go through. And if that doesn't happen, or rather when all that or the sins are wiped out from that person, then the next thing happens to that person. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala elevates his stages in Jannah. Subhanallah. So like we said, we have to be positive. And many times when some difficulty comes to us, at that time we're not going to be positive. I give you an example of myself. When I tested positive around the 16th of August, and when I saw my results, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say at that time. The things that ran in my mind were, are you going to make it or not? And I knew, each one that is sitting here knows of people that got the virus, got cured, alhamdulillah. Others passed on. And it is mentioned those that had the virus and they passed away is like a shaheed, passed away in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's again positive from there, not negative, although to lose somebody close to you is very difficult. But at least you got that bonus to say, my father, my brother, my sister, my auntie, my friend has passed away as a shaheed, as a martyr. So we must not lose hope. Like I said, at that time, I didn't know what to do. I said, I got small children. My son is there, 10 years old. The other one is 12. The daughters are much elder. But I said, imagine if I have to leave this world, what will happen? But I still was positive. And I looked around me and I said, Allah will not, if I have to leave, Allah will not abandon them. Because I looked at people in our community here, small youngsters, when their parents passed away, and subhanallah, they became hufadh of Quran, they became ulama, they became doctors, they became lawyers. Allah did not abandon them. So why will Allah abandon my children? Definitely not. So then I just started being positive, because I said I cannot lose hope. And I told people from March right up to before I got sick, I told them, be positive when you are positive with COVID-19. Because if you are not positive, you're going to lose hope in yourself, you're going to become despondent, you're going to go into a depression, and then there might be no way out for you. And I saw people going to depression and worrying so much so that they couldn't even walk. They couldn't do things for themselves. So having said all this, we need to bring that kind of positiveness in our life going forward. This pandemic has come to teach us a lot of things. Even I make mention of when the lockdown started in our masajid, we had few congregants that were still continuing with performing of salah to keep the masjid going with performing salah. Every other male that is sitting here didn't come to the masjid. But subhanallah, they perform salah at their homes with their children, with their wives, with their daughters. So I would tell the children in the Muslim school or in the afternoon madrasa, what I would tell them? I would tell them that we didn't have two or three masajid and two musallas in Middelburg. We had multiple musallas in Middelburg. Every Muslim home had Fajr, Zuhar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Salah performed with Jama'ah. With their wives, with their daughters, with their children. And then on the day of Jumu'ah, we had also many Jumu'ahs that were performed. People who didn't know how to perform Jumu'ah Salah were imams and khatibs at the homes of those people that they were called to. The Huffaz got the opportunity to deliver a khutbah. So this is not something positive. Most definitely, it is some kind of positivity. We didn't know of online teaching. We just knew going to the class and you teach. Subhanallah, we learned about Zoom. We learned about Google Classroom. We learned about Google Meets. Even the young learned, the old learned, the elderly learned, even those that we thought are not so tech savvy, mashallah, they also beat us, subhanallah. So all this year, it just brings about positivity, and we need to keep that positiveness amongst ourselves and amongst our family. Allah makes mention in the verse of the Quran, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Don't be despondent on the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all sins. Whatever sin you committed, whether it's a minor sin, whether it's a major sin, turn to Allah, repent sincerely to Allah, tawbatan nasuha, Allah will accept it, inshallah. There's no doubt whatsoever about that. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. I will end with this hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Never is a believer struck with discomfort, illness, anxiety, grief, worry, or even the pricking of a thorn, except that Allah erases some of his sins. And then the verse of Allah, which I made mention also early on in another one, never will anything afflict us except what Allah has decreed for us. He is our protector, and on Allah, let the believers put their trust. And what trust we need to put in Allah? Total trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the true understanding of what has been said, to practice righteous deeds and to abstain from evil. Ameen. Wa ma alina illa al-balagh. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا ماكثين فيه أبدا وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم وعن أبي يحيى صحيب بن سنان رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عجبا لأمر المؤمن إن أمره كله له خير وليس ذلك لأحد إلا للمؤمن إن أصابته السراء شكر فكان خيرا له وإن أصابته السراء وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم نسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يوفقنا ويوفقكم بالعمال الصالح واجتناب المعاصي إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الأربع وعن الستة الباقية من العشرة المبشرة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين اللهم اسقنا غيثا مغيثا هنيئا مريئا مريعا نافعا غير ضار عاجلا غير آجل اللهم اسقنا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانطين اللهم صيبا نافعا اللهم صيبا نافعا اللهم صيبا نافعا اللهم ربنا لا تقتلنا بغضبك ولا تهلكنا بعذابك وعافنا قبل ذلك اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم واغفر لنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذريتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم ربنا لا تقتلنا بغضبك ولا تهلكنا بعذابك وعافنا قبل ذلك اللهم صيبا نافعا اللهم صيبا نافعا اللهم صيبا نافعا اللهم يا شافي الأمراض اشفي مرضانا اللهم يا شافي الأمراض اشفي مرضانا اللهم يا شافي الأمراض اشفي مرضانا قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم واغفر لنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.